Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. This is another episode of the E.L. Moore Journal. My name is Ernest L. Moore. I am the creator, the producer, the host, and the writer of the E.L. Moore Journal at this point. Today is Saturday, January the 9th, in the new year of 2016 already. Things have been going pretty crazy here in Los Angeles, where we are based for the Justice Channel. There's been a lot happening in the news, especially about the presidential elections, which we will get into more of in this show. There has been a lot of strange weather here in Los Angeles. El Nino has started already, and we've had a bunch of rain that's been dumped down on Los Angeles County, actually in Southern California, earlier this week, which has caused a lot of flooding. And as you know, we had a terrorist attack in San Bernardino, which is just outside of Los Angeles County, here in Southern California, where a lot of people got shot up by some quote-unquote terrorists that are supposed to be vetted in this country, and who were actually working for our government at a regional center. And there's been all kinds of shootings all over the place. I've heard recently that there was something like 500 mass killings in the United States in 2015. I'm afraid to even think of what we're going to encounter in 2016. I'm not sure that gun control is going to make much difference. I am a big advocate for mental health services, which were basically stepped on by the Reagan and Bush administrations back in the 80s. And now we are actually experiencing what I would like to say, the chickens coming home to roost from the corruption of the Reagan and Bush administrations back in the 80s. The focus of this program will be this presidential election that we're in the midst of now. I feel that just about all the candidates are basically a joke on both sides, the Democratic side and the Republican side. On the Republican side, we have Ben Carson, who I say is just a mockery. We have Jeb Bush, who I would categorize as an atrocity. And we have Ted Cruz. And that's hopefully the focal point of our debate on the show today. And as far as I'm concerned, Ted Cruz is rather hypocritical. And Fiorina is a travesty. To me, the only viable candidate on the Republican side is Donald Trump. On the Democratic side, we have Hillary Clinton, who is a disbarred lawyer and the wife of the former president, Bill Clinton. And his administration was a joke. And then we have Bernie Sanders, who I feel is just is ridiculous. So it looks like I've got some callers here, two or three callers called in. I'm going to go to my callers in just a minute. You can also blog into the show. You can talk to me from the blog. My chat is set up. It's working right today. I'm assuming everyone can hear me okay because I have callers. So I guess I'm going to go to the first caller here. It's a 213 number. And hopefully that this is Keith Hardeen. He is our featured guest for this show today. He is a community activist here locally in Los Angeles. We have actually been on several events, many events over the years. And he is somewhat of a scholar on the United States Constitution. And he's a big advocate for Ted Cruz. So let's see if we can get him on here.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
All right. How you doing, Keith?
Man, I'm doing great. I am really excited and ready to go.
Okay. Now, did you hear what I said before? Were you listening?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was listening to it.
Okay. I support Donald Trump. I think he is the only viable candidate for president. And let's hear what you have to say about Cruz.
Well, I believe, first of all, that Cruz is the only viable candidate because... Well, I won't say the only. All right, let me take that back. I don't want to say the only viable candidate, but I will say that he is the most viable candidate because of the Republican candidates. He is the one who has for years, since he's been in the Senate, I think it's been 2 or 3 years, he has been consistently demonstrating the Republican principles of our platform, and he which is really a reflection of the Declaration of Independence, which protects the natural rights of the individual, you know, the right to life, liberty, and property. I mentioned those three, right to life, liberty, and property. And I'm focusing on that declaration principle because I want to get to a point. When you say you're conservative, then that means that you demonstrate conservative policies and conservative, stances. And he has done that consistently against the establishment. And I hear so many people talking about, well, we're against the establishment. We want an outsider. You know, they call Trump an outsider. They call Ben Carson an outsider. They call Carly Fiorina an outsider. But none of them have ever held office. in public office. So you really don't know what they would do if they were in office. They never demonstrated it. But Ted Cruz has had a record of demonstrating consistently that he will stand against the establishment, and he will shrink the size of government, bring down back to our limited constitutional authority, which we are totally out of control right now. When I say we, I mean the government, you know, the authorities, starting with the president, the executive, with all of his executive orders. And Ted Cruz will push back all of those executive orders. He said he would do it, and I believe that he will do it, and so do other millions of people, Americans, believe that he will do it. That's one of the things. So he will demonstrate, as he has before in the past, that he is a conservative, meaning he follows the principles of our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, you know, to bring limited government back in control.
Well, now, what about this little issue about Ted Cruz not being a natural-born U.S. citizen?
Well, that has already been answered because, first of all, the people accusing him of that, you know, first of all, maybe they didn't study the Constitution fully, because in the Constitution it grants, in Article 1, the powers of naturalization. That belongs to the legislature. In other words, the legislature can decide, the Congress can decide who, what it means to be a natural-born citizen, because they never explained it in the Constitution directly. It is not explained, it is not determined who is a natural, or what a natural-born citizen really means. So in 1790, we have an act that was done, and the founders were still alive in 1790. George Washington signed it, you know, this act. And it was an act to that Congress put into circulation that said that one parent only had to be basically a citizen. So in other words, his mother was born in Delaware. This is Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada, that's true, but his mother was born in Delaware. His father was born in Cuba, and he was also an American resident for a certain length of time that was required by law, and he had been a resident for the length of time that is required to make Ted Cruz an automatically natural-born citizen. And so Congress defined what natural-born meant, and that is what Congress said. And Congress did it again in 1795, and then again in 1952. So there were several times when Congress, reiterated the same thing. So a natural-born citizen only has to be one parent. Either the mother or father has to be born a natural-born citizen for the child to be natural-born anywhere in the world. Does that make sense?
Now, what about Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution?
Article 2, Section 1. Let me go right to it. It's better to look at it than to try to quote it. What do you think of that? Tell me what you would say about that.
According to the blog writer, Dr. Rich Swire, and I will post his blog address on my short article there on my show page. I was going to read a bit of this article before I took the callers. I forgot to do that. But he is saying here that Cruz was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban father.
Right. That's true.
So technically, he was born in Canada, so his original citizenship was in Canada.
But I just explained what the Congress said about it. The United States Congress said that a citizen can be born of a mother or a father. You know, one parent has to be an American citizen, and that would make the child automatically an American citizen.
Well, it says here, under provisions of the 14th Amendment, that he was a citizen at birth, but not a natural born citizen.
But what? But the 14th Amendment didn't. Okay, go ahead. 14th Amendment didn't have anything to do with that. 14th Amendment was regarding the African Americans. That had a specific call. That was talking about the chattel slave descendants. They would be automatic citizens. They were made automatic citizens. That didn't have anything to do with your average, what we're talking about with Ted Cruz. 14th Amendment is exclusively for the African American, the chattel slave descendants. That's us. Okay. You there?
Well, he also goes on to say here that Cruz was born in Canada to a Cuban father. Conterio relies on language contained in Article USC Section 1401. This is a statute.
Yeah, I have that.
To support his contention that Cruz is a natural-born citizen, that statutory language defines a citizen at birth as a person born outside of the United States and its outlying possessions of parents, one of whom is a citizen of the United States who has been physically present in the United States, or one of its outlying possessions for a continuous period of 1 year prior to the birth of such person.
Right.
Is not a citizen of the United States. At no point does the statute mention the term natural-born citizen, nor does it attempt to show that the terms natural-born citizen and citizen at birth are synonymous. To the contrary, when the founders inserted the words natural-born citizen in Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution as a principal qualification for those who wish to serve as President of the United States, it was their intention that all those born with any taint of foreign allegiance should be barred from the presidency and the vice presidency, hence the term natural-born citizen.
Yeah, but he's reading into that, though. That's something that they did not say. The founders didn't say that. He's reading into that. Because, you see, if you go with original, like I said, if you go with the original law, trying to find that 17, I think you read part of it. That was line G, where it said that one of the parents has to be a citizen, then that's good enough. And that's what the founders said in 1790. See, we read so much into what we think they're saying, but it is not necessarily the case, because Congress does have the power, again, of naturalization. And that's one thing we need to remember. Congress can change. Remember, they can change the Constitution. But there's no need to amend it, because it's already been, the law has already been put in place that we're talking about here. Congress has done it.
Well, let's move on then from this issue. Can you tell me briefly, and I wanted to check in with some of the two other callers that have called in waiting in the queue. So now Ted Cruz is a senator, right?
Yes, sir.
A Texas senator.
Yeah.
Can you tell me briefly what has he done, or what is he trying to do to improve this country?
Well, again, for those listening, it would do you good to go to his website, tedcruz.org, to get the details. But what he has done was he stood against. You remember? I'm sure everybody remembers when we had the so-called Washington shutdown, or whatever it was, the government shutdown. And it wasn't him who shut it down, But it wasn't he who shut it down. It was, of course, the president and the Democrats. But they blamed the Republicans and blamed him. He can't shut the government down. He was just a senator. But it's because of his stance. You know, he was standing firm against, the budget crisis and so forth. There are different things that he has stood against. The budget, you know, how they kicked the can down the road and raised the budget ceiling. But he stood against that, and he stood against many things. He stood against Obamacare. He stood against the amnesty, you know, with the amnesty that Rubio was a part of, the Gang of Eight. He stood against that. And Obama's executive orders on the DACA program with the illegal alien children, he stood against that. And everything that is contrary to the Constitution, he's been standing against. And Washington hates him for it, you know, the Washington establishment, even the Republicans, the rhinos. For example, Mitch McConnell, who lied to him, and he told him, he called him out on the floor, said, "You lied to the American people and to us," you know, and saying that you would stand against Obama's, executive despotic behavior. And yet they didn't do it. You know, many times the Republicans went along with Obama on just about everything. That's why we have so many. But now, just recently, I will give them credit for standing against Obamacare. The House just voted to repeal Obamacare. Of course, the president vetoed it, which is the way the Constitution says he can do it. So even though he vetoed it, they stood against him finally. But that's only because Ted Cruz, his efforts over the years have put the pressure on Republicans to say, hey, you know, that we might have to go to the right to please the American people. And I think that's because direct result of Ted Cruz's efforts. So he's kind of moving them to the right already, and he's not even in president yet.
Well, I have about 7 more minutes. I want to check in with these other callers here to see if they have any comments. Half hour's gone by real fast. Let me see. We have area code 610. Hello, caller.
Yes, my name. Yes. Hi, my name is Stacy, and I called because Keith asked me to call in because he'd be on the show, and I'm the host of Spoilapics Blog Talk Radio show, too. And I've been listening and trying to understand what in the world you're talking about.
Well, we're trying to are you into the presidential election at all?
Keith, I think I am a little bit. I guess you're saying that you represent Donald, or you think Donald Trump's going to win, and then you wanted to comment about why he thinks Ted Cruz is going to win, and that's what you're discussing? What are you discussing?
Yes, this is a debate.
Okay.
Donald Trump versus Ted Cruz. Who do you support?
Oh, this is, okay, neither.
Neither one?
Neither one.
You're for Hillary Clinton?
Oh, definitely not. I'm Republican, but I'm not for either one. You know, mainly, you know, I've done local and state and county level elections, and most of the time during primaries like this, even though it's presidential, during primaries like this, people really don't, you know, you have your favorites, but no one really endorses one particular candidate until after the primary. So this is, you know, these are primaries, and we don't know who's going to come out for, you know, on top. But, you know, either one of those, you know, they're both on both sides of the spectrum.
You're undecided.
I'm not undecided. I don't want either one. They're both on both sides of the spectrum. One's all the way on the right. One's all the way on the left. You know, sometimes they go back and forth in the middle. They play games with each other. But I've got my cousin Todd on the phone. Cousin Todd, do you want to say you're for Trump or Cruz?
Neither.
Yeah, me either. And Ty and I don't agree with anything, but we're both not for either one of them.
Well, let me see. I have another caller here. Let me see if he has a preference here. Caller, can you hear me? another caller. This has area code 111. I guess no one is there. Okay, I'm going to hang that one up.
My buddy Todd is on. All right.
Now, who is for Trump? Was that the host?
Yes, sir. The host.
Do you think Trump is going to win?
It looks that way.
Or is that just who you're voting for?
I kind of support him. Some of the things he says are scary, but I think I will vote for him, actually. I haven't voted in the last two presidential elections for anyone. To me, he's the only viable candidate.
Yeah, I mean, why would you do that? Why would you say he's the only viable candidate with Jeb Bush, with Clarkson? I mean, that's kind of dumb to say that.
Kind of dumb. Can you educate me shortly? We got about 4 minutes, 3 minutes now.
I'll let Todd educate you. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I just wondered why are you in support of him? Because he doesn't want any Mexicans here. Is that what you're in support of? Or he doesn't want the different cultures in this country. Is that what you're in support of or what? What is it about him that you are so in support of?
Well, actually, it's many things. And
name three.
To bring it very short, because I only have about 3 more minutes.
Okay.
I like the fact that he is trying to bring some transparency into our government. I like the fact that he's bringing
these...
What
is he trying to be transparent about?
Well, please let me finish my points. Then you can ask me questions.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so I just wanted you to be specific when you get your points, like transparency in terms of what?
Okay, he's telling as far as what he's doing, his interaction with the government, what's being said and what's being done. And he's telling the American people what he's going to do, what he wants to do. And also now he's bringing out these debates so that the whole country can see these people that are running for president and what they stand for, what they're talking about. He's also criticizing the media, which
he's being a little divisive, that means he should be president. That means me and Todd should be president. We're being divisive.
Well,
we're loud. We're talking over people. We're talking over you.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's divisive. Look at all those people that come out to see him. He's uniting the American citizens.
Uniting people against Muslims?
Uniting
people against Mexicans? Against women?
Uniting blacks that are ministers in New York?
Well, yeah. Well, now, see... we only have limited time. There's a lot of Hispanics that are against immigration. I know because I've worked with them. They've come out to support Trump. He's uniting them. There's other Persians or people from the Middle East that want to stop all immigration, but the media's not giving them exposure. The mainstream media is not giving exposure to me. The other thing I like about Trump is he's stepping on Bush, which I just totally love, because I think Bush is the whole Bush family is totally evil. They're destroying this country. They are the ones that are divisive. They are the ones that are racist. The only criticism I have about Trump is that he hasn't mentioned the fact that Prescott Bush supported Hitler during World War II. Which is a good indication that he was a Nazi.
I believe
that all of his sons are Nazis. And they're fascists.
So he's racist against who? Who is he racist against?
Nazis?
Mostly black Americans. Well, who?
Bush. The Bushes.
Bush,
who are they racist against?
Mostly against black Americans. You haven't noticed that? Are you?
No,
I'm
haven't.
Assuming it, are you black American?
Yes, I am. But I didn't notice that he was any different than any of your other presidents.
Neither did I, and I worked for him, and he wasn't discriminatory towards me.
You worked for Bush?
Yes, sir.
So you work for a son of a Nazi, and you couldn't even see that he's totally racist against Black Americans.
Hey guys, I gotta admit, I worked for Bush too in 2000, and he was never racist towards me. I actually got paid for it. I made $3,000 a month. I'm telling you the truth. In the 2000 campaign, as a regional director of the Bush campaign in Los Angeles, we had our own place over there in Leimert Park. And I made $3,000 a month. They paid me. So I just want to tell the world that. It's done.
And
well,
I could
go on and on. If you can't tell that Bush is racist against Black Americans, then I would say you have some very severe problems. You could go back. I've seen Bush. I saw when Bush was campaigning.
It sounds like you
Jeb
got
Bush.
The severe problems.
When Jeb Bush was running for governor, I think it was in Florida, they asked him, what are you going to do for Black Americans? What did he say?
Well, Bush paid me $3,000 a month during the campaign, so that's cool with me.
What did Trump say he was going to do for Black Americans? Hey, you can come talk about this on our show, Sportlytics, for Sports and Politics Mix and Mingle, Tuesday at 7:15 on Blog Talk Radio. We can finish this conversation out there.
Will you do that, Ernest?
Yeah, what's our...
But Trump,
Trump said
Black people were lazy innately.
When and where did he say that?
That means you're lazy.
That's
you're
recorded.
Black, right? That means you're lazy innately.
When and where did he say that?
He said States of America, but we'll get the clip. Yeah.
We'll have it for you on Tuesday.
All right. Okay, well, let's come up to...
Sports and politics mix and mingle.
Let's come up to the present time.
Oh, now he wants to come to the present time.
Trump,
there.
At least Trump. Now, they say Trump is a racist. They say his father was a racist, blah, blah, blah. But Trump is the only one. It came down to Los Angeles and let a Black man speak in mainstream media. Jamil Shaw, where he was talking about how a Mexican had killed his son specifically because he was Black.
Now that's horrible. Now that really is horrible.
Now he's let him speak several times. He's reached out to the Black community. What has Jeb Bush done for Black Americans during this campaign? Has he even said Black Americans? When he was running for governor, they asked him, what are you going to do for Black Americans? And he said, probably nothing.
That's amazing that you compare Bush, who has a track record of governing citizens from all different races, Blacks, Hispanics, Asian. He's governed as governor of Florida against someone who's had some companies, and you don't even know what Trump's employment numbers are like for hiring Blacks. Do you know it? I don't know it. I mean, how compare the two, and you don't
not
know.
To mention, but he said
well, I'm
publicly,
sure that's going to come
Blacks
out.
Are lazy that's... innately. How could he possibly say that? Did Bush say that? And he's the known racist, according to you.
And we're not Trump saying we're for that. Bush either. We're not saying we're for Bush either, to be honest. It's the primary. You know, whatever cream rises to the top. But, you know, for you to say this and you not have anything to back it up, you don't sound too informed. I think you better do a little bit more research.
And it's like choosing one racist against another.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Okay, now what you're saying might be true. I'm not sure. I want to see the evidence. I don't know that much about Trump. But what about what I just said?
You don't
what
know that
Trump
much about
did,
Trump, but yet you're backing
what
him?
Trump,
hello?
What did Trump do, has
Is
done in
home?
His campaign for Black Americans? What has Jeb Bush done for Black Americans in this present campaign?
Trump did nothing for Black people. And in his campaign, and he let some Black guy talk. Okay.
And maybe he's going to do something for you for, you know, I don't know, propping him up during this show.
Stacey and Todd, to be fair with Ernest, remember something now. Bernie Sanders and Hillary... No, all of these voters, They don't know them either. I mean, because they don't even know. They went out on the street. O'Reilly did this special where he went out on the street, and they were asking. This is Fox News, of all people. So they go out on the street, and they're asking the average American, you know, why would you vote for Bernie Sanders? Because most of them were saying they would vote for Bernie Sanders. So he said, why? And he said, well, they don't even know. And they didn't even know Bernie Sanders. And then he asked, well, one person said, he's a socialist, you know, a democratic socialist. He said, what's that? And the person couldn't even define what a socialist was. So most voters are uninformed. You know that. So I just wanted to be fair to Ernest and say that. Most voters don't know what they're getting or voting for, including those who vote for people like, what's her name?
Trump.
Carly Fiorina, or Ben Carson. You don't really know what you're getting because they never held office before. You're only going by what
they said. So, Keith, why in the world is he on here pushing for Trump as opposed to Ted Cruz, and he don't know what he's voting for?
Well, you know, a lot of people are like that. I mean, they're doing it all over the place, and that's why we are here to inform them, and that's why I called you guys, because I know that you can inform people. You've got the best show on the air, and you can inform people, and hopefully Ernest will be humble enough to come on your show. And, you know, I always try to get people on the show that are not
crazy
that
enough to come on the show, because that won't do anything, but let him have it.
Well,
come
see, guys.
Ernest, you come on our show, you better be ready.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm
Don't
the peacemaker.
Show,
you guys know me. I'm the peacemaker. I'm able to connect with everybody, even Todd, my buddy Todd. I know Todd can't stand my views, but, you know, Todd's he's a guy that I can relate to.
Be ready to debate. You want a debate? You want a real debate? Mr. Moore, be ready to debate politics and have your facts.
All right, Ernest, you heard it.
I'm ready. I'm ready to throw down.
She's not going to give you a break, though. You better be ready.
I've got others that are ready to throw down. I got the facts. I got the figures.
You heard it, Stacey.
Now, as far as this as far as my radio show and this campaign, I'm hoping to educate people and citizens, including myself. I don't think we don't have much of a voice, and I'm talking, when I say we, I mean Black Americans, actually the whole country. These candidates are being selected. They're not being elected by the American citizens. I can prove that. And I don't like this, the quality of the candidates that are running. I think it's pathetic for the United States, and I want to bring up other candidates that are better qualified and better quality candidates that are willing to be reformers to repair all the damage that Bush has done, the Bush family, over the past 30 years. Now, you two of you say you used to work for Bush. Are you still working for Bush now?
I'm not working. This is Keith. I did in 2000. That was a 2000 campaign with George.
How much is he paying you now?
Oh, he doesn't pay me because I'm not working for him, and I wouldn't work for him, but I'm working.
Okay, next question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Clarence Thomas, I believe Bush appointed him over to EEOC back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and Clarence Thomas just jacked the EEOC up.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since he's been, and he's on the Supreme Court now, he's turning back the civil rights. He's violating the U.S. Constitution, specifically.
Now, how did
voter,
he do that?
Voter
Just
Act.
Explain that a little more. What did he do in the CEO?
Whoa! Did you read my article? Did you read my blog article about that?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, you guys, I mean. You have to read my blog. I have a whole article about that.
And what's your blog site?
That's I'm on Blogspot. Let me see. Hope this thing doesn't cut off. The Justice Channel on Blogspot. That is, thejusticechannel.blogspot.com.
Can you explain just briefly what it is that he did that everybody's mad at?
Well, he gutted the, I think it's the 64 Voting Rights Act.
Oh, okay.
Civil Rights
I understand. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Why is that necessary if we have a 13th Amendment that guarantees voting, you know, for all people, including African Americans, blacks. Why do we even need a voting rights act?
Because this is a racist country against black Americans the most. I mean, you guys
have
to say that.
Todd, he sounds like that's something you would like.
Yeah, Todd is all right with that.
He said this is a racist country and what?
Against black people more than others.
Oh, wow.
Which is very astute, very smart.
Yeah, but then he turns around and he's for Donald Trump. How
Which
smart
is
that?
Well, I really don't think it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to see that, especially if you're a black American.
Keith doesn't see it, and Keith is a black American.
Well, I'm sure Clarence Thomas probably doesn't see it either, and he's black, and I consider him to be, a Sambo. Sambo.
Oh, you got it right.
He's a Sambo. I've met him a couple times, him and his lovely wife, Jenny, and he is by no means a Sambo, whatever
Thank
it
you.
Is. He ain't
well, he's
it.
A traitor.
You got
he's
the wrong
a traitor
one.
To his own people. He's a traitor to his own people.
Oh, get out of here with that. He ain't no traitor to... You know who's a traitor to their own people? The people, the slaves that sold their own black people to the white man who came to take them. That's a traitor to his own people. Why aren't you talking about them?
All right.
That's Clarence Thomas.
Well, he will
That's
talk
Clarence
about
Thomas.
Them. They're just as much a traitor.
In the new
but
millennium.
Oh, not according to him.
Clarence Thomas.
Not according to him. That's
no,
how
no,
we
no,
got
no,
here
no.
in the first place.
Listen,
just
that's
like,
how
just
we got
like,
here
in
the telling
first
the truth.
Just
it's
like
telling
Obama.
The truth.
He don't know the truth.
What he's saying is
it came up and
Clarence,
slapped him in the face.
Clarence Thomas is an embarrassment to his race, and so are the people who sold blacks into slavery.
And what
Both.
I'm saying is you need to focus on the root of the problem with the black people that sold the blacks into slavery instead of start focusing on some few people now. They're not
doing
the Clarence damage that was done in the first place. We're
Clarence,
here because of them. We're here because of those sellouts.
Clarence Thomas is a mockery.
Saying.
Clarence Thomas
exactly
was a mockery,
that.
And Bush
exactly.
and Bush put him in that position.
And you're
yeah,
no different of a mockery talking about Trump. You're
now,
selling
wait a minute.
Mockery. That's selling out. Trump,
well, now, wait a
I think
minute.
Trump better than Cruz.
Well, wait. Now he makes a good point when he says he's a sellout. But by the same token, you can't say what has Bush done for black people. He put Clarence Thomas in. So what? That he's a black person. So he did put Clarence Thomas in. So he does do
well,
things for
let,
black
let
people,
me,
but I think it's the kind
take,
of black.
Let me take this to the next level. Clarence Thomas is a black devil. He might
wow.
be black on the outside, but he's a white devil on the inside.
Well, let me also say this in defense of Clarence
well,
Thomas.
I'm offended.
Right. Let me say this.
He is not.
Let me say this in defense of Clarence Thomas, who I adore. I think he's great. In the Constitution, it says here in Article 15, this was in 1870, it was ratified, it says here that the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or a previous condition of servitude. So that means that Congress has power to enforce that, which means that Clarence Thomas was correct in saying that any Civil Rights Act, if it, in that act it is abridging or changing that law, it can't do it. So I would agree with him. I would not go with any Civil Rights
well,
Act that would be contrary to that.
Well, that's
Sorry,
silly,
guys.
Because 100 years later, that was 1870.
Yeah, 1870.
Well, in 1970, blacks could not vote in the South. So that's
okay.
a silly statement.
Okay,
so,
well, why was that?
So,
that was because of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party
I don't
prevented
care what
them.
Party, oh, look, now, this is a scapegoat. I don't care what party is for. It was with it or against it.
Of course
the
you
point,
don't care what party.
The point is black people could not vote. So, therefore,
uh-huh.
that article you just read is null and void when you have black people who have to count marbles or own property or pay a poll tax in order to vote.
Or answer a crazy question. So why aren't you calling them a sambo, Mr. Moore?
Uh-huh.